They're closing up and moving out the volunteer group that's tried to convince U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren to enter the 2016 presidential race. Run, Warren, Run says it will close down its field offices in Iowa and New Hampshire, and in what amounts to a final plea of sorts, will give Warren a petition with more than 365,000 signatures asking her to run. Ben Wickler is the Washington director of MoveOn.org, the group that launched the effort. He joins us from Washington now. Good morning, Ben.
Great to be here with you.
So why take this action now? Why decide now is the time you're going to close up shop, so to speak?
Well, we reached a point in the race where we've made our case to Senator Warren. She has clearly heard that there's tremendous enthusiasm for her candidacy out there. And also, by demonstrating to the country that there's an enormous hunger for Warren's candidacy, we feel that the Run Warren Run movement has transformed the debate. There are now three candidates in the race, and all three of them sound a lot like Senator Warren.
So are you disappointed that Senator Warren has steadfastly maintained she's not entering the 2016 contest?
Our theory was that by removing some of the arguments against running, especially the argument that if she ran, she wouldn't be a serious contender, we hoped that we would persuade her. That hasn't happened. But what we have done is shown everyone that there's really a path to a serious presidential bid by running as an unapologetic progressive. And we think that other candidates are, you know, moving into that space. And we think it'll have an impact that'll echo through the race all the way to Election Day.
I know your group feels like it's transformed the race by its involvement in the 2016 contest, even without Senator Warren. How so?
Look back 6 months. Everyone predicted a coronation, and there was one quote in an article in The Hill that said that Clinton was going to appeal to the anti-gridlock camp, not the anti-Wall Street camp. Now, all the candidates are saying that the deck is stacked against regular Americans. People are picking up on Warren's message that the system's rigged against middle class and working Americans, and that the Democratic nominee has to be ready to fight back against that.
Does the entrance of other Democrats in the race, including Martin O'Malley, tomorrow Lincoln Chafee from Rhode Island, and the independent Bernie Sanders, who's running for the Democratic nomination, were they factors in your decision?
Well, we knew going back a long time that these candidates were likely to run. I think the thing for us is looking at the field, we feel that the hundreds of thousands of people who signed up to support Warren's candidacy can have a bigger impact now by advocating along with Warren on the issues that she's fighting for rather than advocating to Warren. If she's not going to change her mind about entering the race, then we'll join her fight.
You see the group getting behind one of these other candidates?
MoveOn.org is one of the co-sponsors of Run Warren Run. And I think what you'll see from us is something like the 2007-2008 cycle, where we engage the field and ask the candidates where they stand on the issues our members care about.
It is kind of interesting that in the end, you're still giving Warren a petition with 365,000 signatures on it, asking her to run. It's sort of a last act. Do you still hold out hope despite all this?
Look, if Warren decided tomorrow or in a month or in 3 months that she wanted to run, I think that this whole movement would come back together and we would be right there with her. I think she'd be a viable candidate from the first moment. Do I think that that's likely? At this point, no. But as we know, nothing is certain in politics.
Ben Wickler, Washington director of the group MoveOn.org that helped organize the group Run Warren Run, trying to push U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren into the 2016 presidential contest. Thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.